Zilliqa Ledger app flaw exposes private keys. Upbit flags Zilliqa disclosed a security flaw in its Ledger application that could expose users' private keys. And South Korean exchange, Upbit, responded by flagging Zill as a cautionary asset. The disclosure was reported by Wu Blockchain on July 22, 2026, and it puts a spotlight on a risk many holders assume hardware wallets remove entirely. The core issue is not the Ledger device itself, but the software layer that lets it sign Zilliqa transactions. A hardware wallet keeps the private key isolated on a secure chip. The companion app is the bridge between that chip and the blockchain. If that bridge is built wrong, the isolation that makes a hardware wallet worth buying can leak. The flaw sits in the app, not the Silicon Ledger devices are designed, so the private key never leaves the secure element. Every coin or token needs its own app to format transactions in the way that chain expects. For Zilliqa, that app is what carries the defect. According to the disclosure, the flaw could expose private keys rather than simply mishandling a signature. Which is the more severe of the two outcomes a wallet bug can produce? This distinction matters. A bug that produces a bad signature costs you a failed transaction. A bug that can surface the private key costs you the wallet. Once a private key is exposed, an attacker can drain every asset that key controls, and no amount of device security recovers it after the fact. Zilliqa's own guidance in cases like this is direct. Stop using the affected app. And if there is any chance a key was exposed, move funds to a fresh address generated on unaffected software. That is the same playbook the industry has followed after past app layer incidents, because a compromised key cannot be patched, only abandoned. Upbit's cautionary flag carries weight in Korea. Upbit is the largest exchange in South Korea and one of the highest volume venues in the world. Its cautionary or investment warning designations are watched closely by Korean retail traders who make up a large share of Zill's spot activity. A flag from Upbit is not a delisting, but it signals that the exchange sees elevated risk and wants users to trade with care. The timing tells its own story. Upbit acted quickly after the disclosure, which suggests the exchange treated the key exposure angle as material rather than routine. For a token whose liquidity leans heavily on Korean order books, an Upbit warning can move price and volume on its own, separate from the technical severity of the bug. The trust chain behind every hardware wallet. The Zilliqa case is a reminder that a hardware wallet is a system, not a single object. The device protects the key. The firmware controls the device. The coin app formats transactions. The desktop or mobile client relays them. A weak link anywhere in that chain can undo the strength of the chip. Recent months have made the point repeatedly. Consensus disclosed that a North Korea-linked developer touched MetaMask code, and SecondFi announced it would wind down after a 2.6 MHz ADA theft tied to a wallet flaw. Different projects, same lesson. The software surface around your keys is where most real-world losses begin. For anyone spending crypto directly from their own wallet, this is not abstract. Self-custody cards and non-custodial ledger CL-style setups put the user in full control, which is the point, but that control includes responsibility for the app layer. The counterparty risk of a custodial provider is traded for the operational risk of your own signing stack. Neither is zero. Steps for Zyl holders. Now, holders who use the Zilliqa Ledger app should treat the disclosure as a prompt to act, not wait. The conservative path is to stop signing with the affected app, confirm the latest guidance from Zilliqa's official channels before doing anything on-chain, and if there is any doubt about exposure, generate a new address on trusted software and move funds there. Traders relying on Upbit should read the cautionary flag as a live signal. It does not mean Zill is worthless, and it does not mean the token itself is broken. It means the exchange has judged the situation risky enough to warn its base, and thin summer liquidity can amplify whatever comes next.